Welcome to Tip TV, or welcome back to Tip TV. I'm joined now by Clem Chambers, who's founder and CEO at ADBFN.com. How are you today, Clem?
Yeah, good morning, Zach. Not bad, considering.
Right. We've got plenty of political shenanigans in the US. Are you changing your view of the markets on the basis of that?
Well, I think if Mr. Trump wins, then I think all bets are off. But I'm hopeful that Hillary's going to win. I think the odds are pretty stacked on her, even after all this, all these email server malarkeys. But I think the situation is pretty fragile in the UK as well, with Brexit. I mean, I think that's turning into something, as expected, that's going to be pretty nasty. And there's still that court case hanging over everybody that nobody talks about.
What's that particular one?
Well, it's the one that says whether it has to go to Parliament or not. That's the one in the High Court at the moment. So if the High Court says government has to hand it over to Parliament to vote for the Brexit, then that will probably be over for the Brexit.
Hang on, who's paying for this? These queries and these court cases?
It's a very good question. I don't think there's a very good answer. One could be very sceptical about that, but I don't think anyone's come step forward and said these are the people stroke companies.
They've already failed in Northern Ireland. They had a go there. Since when are lawyers more important than one person, one vote?
I think the judiciary overrides Parliament in certain circumstances.
All right. Well, that's
unless you pass a new law, of course.
Well, the judiciary seems to override everyone, including the people.
Well, that's right. That's what laws are for. The people are guarded by the laws of the land, firstly. If the laws are broken, then they step in and they say, you can't do that. If you want to do something that's against the law, you have to change the law in Parliament. So, for example, if you want to leave the EU and the law says you have to put it to a parliamentary vote, you have to put it to a parliamentary vote.
Well, I think then the best thing is in future the Parliament and the judiciary can decide what's going to happen in our lives, and we should not have any votes at all. But
they do decide what happens in our lives. I think that's what law's for. I think that's pretty understood, Zach.
All right. Okay. Well, I'll have to check my Magna Carta. On the markets, though, over here. So, I mean, is that going to affect the FTSE? Is that going to affect the pound?
Well, I think if you look at the charts at the moment, you'll see that the Dow in particular, but you can see the same thing in the FTSE and in lots of other stocks, is kind of hanging in midair, waiting for the American election to get by. And I think the direction of the market is going to be selected by that another. Not really known.
Right, another unknown known or something like that.
Well, I think it's very, very known unknown, and I think most people think it's a known known, and the market is behaving like it is because it's not moving much, it's just trembling. So the market is pretty sure the uncertainty is enough to move it in a small band, yeah. And then once that's out of the way, it will, Trump and Clinton. So, it will pop a little bit if Clinton gets in. It might even fall, but if Mr. Trump gets in, I expect fireworks.
But I mean, wouldn't it be the case that it's with Clinton, it's going to be buy the rumor, sell the news. Whatever happens, we're going to be selling the news.
Well, you could be right there because there's so little upside in the Clinton win at the odds that she's been at that that's quite probable. But if it was a tighter race, it could have been different. But I think there might be a little bit of a pullback. But you can see when you look at the American charts why a lot of fund managers are so worried, because, we've gone up a very steep incline and we've topped out here. And the question is, are we on for another very, very big run, or are we going to have a big pullback? And, as a chartist, Zach, you'll know it's quite a big question what happens next. I'm bullish and have been bullish for a long time, but 2 a.m. in the morning is where I am. You can get bearish pretty easily.
Right. I mean, this is literally my question. I'm looking at the Dow, the DAX, the FTSE day in, day out. And, I mean, of late, it just looks like a very strange market, number one. And number two, it seems to be, I'm saying supported, but it just looks as though somebody's just coming in there. Whenever you think it's just going to roll over, all of a sudden, magically, somebody, the buyers come in or buying comes in. And what is that about?
I think that's, I wouldn't say easy to explain, but it's actually quite simple. If you've got a QE operation going, what happens is your bonds expire. you know, they come due and you get a pile of cash coming in. Also, you get dividends from your bonds that you bought in your QE operation. So you have this huge pile of cash that builds up and builds up and builds up. And what you do is just leave it building up until the market needs support. At that point, you take that cash and you buy more bonds, and that supports the market. And I think that's the management lever that you're seeing in the market. So when the market starts to dip, a central bank, but I think particularly in the US, takes its huge cash mounting that it's got. It's 80 billion every, you know, month or so. It takes that huge cash mounting and reapplies it to QE. So what people don't realize is that QE is evaporating, i.e. turning into cash in the American government every month. I think it's a 7-year average life of a bond in QE. So every year, 14% of 5 trillion is turning into cash. Well, that takes cash out of the market, that drags on the market, and when you reinject it, it pushes it up again. And I think they're using this cash mountain that's always growing as a huge buffer to the economy, not just the market, but to all asset prices.
On that satisfying note, Clem Chambers, founder and CEO at ADBFN, thank you very much for joining us today.
Bye, Zach.
We'll be back after the break.